Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean's a brand new member of our Brain Trust, tenured faculty member at the Computer Science Department of Butte College in Northern California, expert in computer information systems, CIS, creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based currency. It's a cryptocurrency, but not like Bitcoin at all. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies. And he's our friend, Sean. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
So remind us about cloud. Now cryptocurrency is a digital currency. Your currency, CloudCoin, is a cryptocurrency. But it's not Bitcoin. Bitcoin is also a cryptocurrency. There are, I guess, 100 others. But Bitcoin is on a different platform. It's on a blockchain platform technology. You have created another currency on a different kind of methodology for establishing it and delivering it and protecting it, right?
That's right. And so there's been some digital currencies in the past, but they've all failed. And Bitcoin was the first digital currency to solve what's called the physical integrity problem of digital money. And that is, how can you stop a government from just going in and turning off the server?
Right.
Or how can you stop people from just copying and pasting and counterfeiting a million times? And Bitcoin was able to do that with their blockchain technology.
Right.
And it's been revolutionary. And I was able to create another technology that solves the same problem, but it's much faster. And instead of using encryption, it uses cloud technology.
So what's the difference in crypto, in encryption and cloud?
Well, with the blockchain, you track every transaction that ever happens. And so you've got this database that you download on your computer.
Right.
And it's called the blockchain. And every time somebody buys or sells bitcoins, that transaction is recorded. You cannot delete that transaction. You cannot change the transaction.
That's the immutable part of it. That makes everything on the network immutable.
That's right. So you can maintain. You can tell who's counterfeiting or at least stop counterfeiting by watching the money go from person to person, and you can stop it from being double spent.
Another way to think of it is digital trust. All right. So so how does cloud work?
And so with CloudCoin, we don't track all the transactions. We have a digital file that's got a bunch of authenticity numbers in it. And each authenticity number, there's 25 of them, corresponds with a different cloud that's in the world. So we have clouds in Taiwan and Russia and America, with Australia, all over the world. And when you go to give this file or this money to somebody else, they can then check those numbers to see if they're real. It's all done in parallel. You go up to 25 different servers all at once, and you come back because of the speed of light.
So you still have a network. You still distribute across the network. But you
That's
do.
Right. We have.
But you do it with a cloud technology, not a resident encryption system.
Yeah, we don't track every transaction. We just give the money a bunch of passwords, and have those passwords change so that. If I've got the money, I can change the password, so only I know those.
Right.
And that's how we can tell who owns the money.
But if I forget my password, the money's gone forever.
Well, you don't have to remember the passwords because the money has its own passwords, and it's in the file. So long as you have that file, you've got the money.
Right. But if I lose the file, I'm being a little bit impetuous here on purpose. If I lose the file, then I've lost the money.
That's right.
Same way if my house burns up and I've got my money in a socket, the money burns up, right?
Yes, but there is one difference, and that is we've got lost coin miners.
Ah.
And so you can go back to your email, and you can retrieve all the serial numbers that your money had, and you can report a lost cloud coin report, and after 2 years, if nobody's touched that money, then you can get that money back. So that's one of the features of CloudCoin. There's no permanent losses.
Right.
And that's how it pays for
So if you could, in a short sentence, explain the benefits of CloudCoin over Bitcoin, what would it be?
100% privacy, instant transactions, scalable to the world population.
No limitation. Like Bitcoin has a number limitation. Now, it's a big number, but it has a limit, right?
Yeah, so Bitcoin can do 7 transactions per second. With Cloudcoin, we've already done tests to do 4,000 transactions a second.
Right, okay. Hold on to that thought. You got a website, Sean?
Cloudcoin.global.
All right, so check it out, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to talk some more about the difference between his technology, the cloud-based technology, and the encryption of the blockchain, and why you should care. 22, stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.